eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big Meal is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Lynn Moore at IBX.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Famer, the great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
All right, so, Dick, we got this situation. Micah Parsons made some disrespectful comments toward Jalen Hurts. When you were a coach, did you have a policy on how much your players should be telling the media? What was your approach to that?
I used an old Chuck Knox expression. Never overload your rear end with your mouth. that kind of comment sticks with guys. It rings in their ears, you know, and they hang on to it. And I think it helped them many times in interviews, especially when we became a good football team at the three different teams I coached. It made them think about it. Yeah. Now, you got to be careful.
When you were a coach yourself, you had to do interviews all the time. You were always holding court with the media. Did you ever say anything that they put up on a billboard?
Probably. I don't remember. One time I was an immature head coach coaching UCLA, and we won the conference to go in and play Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, and a San Francisco writer, very famous writer, made a comment that the UCLA Bruins did not belong in the Rose Bowl playing a team like Ohio State. They'd already been beaten badly by that team. And I made the mistake when the game was over, in the exuberation. I said, well, you can tell that writer to go stick it, you know.
The heat of the moment, right, Dick? It's emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. And the next day, he won the battle, believe me.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Dick. We still are hearing people who are hesitant to give Jalen Hurts his due here. You're watching every play of every game. Is he really playing at an MVP level in your eyes?
If he isn't, no one else is. I'll tell you that. You know, well, I don't know what else you could ask him to do, really.
Yep.
To win the, I can't see anyone else right now unless something happens in the next four games. But I can't see anybody else being voted MVP over him, even Patrick. Because, you know, people that come out of the blue in terms of voting for awards are more apt to get it than someone that's been doing it for a few years. And Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City has been doing what he's doing for a few years now. And you start taking that kind of performance for granted with that kind of player. But when our guy, Jalen, comes up and doing what he's doing now, early in his career, I cannot see how they cannot vote him the MVP as long as he keeps going the way he is.
Yep. Dick, here's the thing. You've looked for great quarterbacks your whole career in football. How hard is it to find a young quarterback with his temperament, his work ethic, and his talent?
Well, you know, obviously with 32 teams, we have all collectively demonstrated that is a very difficult thing to do. How many teams have failed picking number one picks that were outstanding players in college that just couldn't cut it once they got in the NFL? And there are a number of guys that have surprised everybody, okay? You know, the Montanas, okay?
Yep.
Brady, okay? Now we say our guy is, though he was a second-round pick, Jalen was. But it is difficult because you just can't measure how they're going to handle everything once the ball snapped in the National Football League in the audience that they're playing under. You know, it's very, very, very difficult, and you've got to be a little lucky. Now, a lot of people have credited me with genius in regard to Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
I was very lucky, very fortunate. And sometimes you have a feel, an instinct. You just know there's something about this guy you like, and that helps you. But you've also got to be lucky, and the more experience you have at evaluating quarterbacks, you're more likely to be right.
That's a great answer, Dick. Dick, I know that in your great career you coached many times in Soldier Field. What is it like? What do you remember from Soldier Field?
Well, I can go all the way back to 1969.
Wow.
Okay, with George Allen. We go in there to play the Bears. You know, you get a feeling in the old stadium, especially the old Soldiers Field. You get a feeling of honest, yeah, or of history.
Yeah.
You know, Bears history, George Halas. You know, it always gave me a sense of appreciation for the league, the National Football League, and what it is, because these kind of cities is where it all got started. So you gain that kind of respect. But I think maybe the generations playing today, I don't think that exists anymore. Remember, they used to play the college all-star game there?
Yeah,
the college all-stars,
right.
Played the NFL champion in games, yeah. Once a year. And, you know, that game has been dropped for many years. So there was a lot of things about going into Chicago. I can think of a number of different stories that when we were in Chicago, and we went to practice the Saturday before the ball game. And we're coming down the elevator with George Allen, and George Allen says to me, "Dick, did you check the angle of the sun at kickoff time?" I said, "What?" Nobody had ever asked me that before, but George Allen would do that to you because
wow.
He said, "Well, you know, our kick returner is going to be fielding the ball, and he should know if where the sun is going to be. Is it going to be in his eyes?" And I said, "Well, we haven't even flipped the coin yet, Coach," but it didn't. But I'll never forget that. Never
wow.
Will I forget.
Dick, here's the thing. I've been there a few times. It's Windy City. It's Chicago. They're talking like 30-mile-an-hour winds for Sunday's game. And you know what I'm thinking? Run the football. You got a great running back. Don't you do that? Isn't that smash-mouth football? Shouldn't the Eagles be doing that?
Yeah, they'll run the ball. The Bears have to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, they have to run the ball. They don't have a great passing attack. But you've got to be careful with this guy. There are a few games this year where he's like 20 for 23 complete. You know, they upset the 49ers in the very first game of the year. You know, they beat the New England Patriots. You know, there are times that he has played well. But the last three games, he hasn't thrown 20 passes in the game.
Yep.
So they've surrendered and said, we're going to run more and hang in there. And their defense is not good enough. That's all
okay.
There is to it.
But Fields, now, a guy who can run like that, Dick, what's the best way to defend against him?
Knock his rear end off on the line of scrimmage. Don't let him get downfield, you know.
Okay.
Don't let him get out in open field. Like Jalen Hurts, if you stop him before he gets going, he's not a good runner. But
right.
If you let him get going, you get into that linebacker level and into the secondary where there's a lot of green grass around him, then he's a very, very elusive runner. And Fields is the same type. God, he's got 900-something yards rushing.
Right. So, but what I'm hearing from you is the Eagles should be able to do well offensively against that defense. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you know, they'll do well. The weather will restrict them a little bit. Huh. But, you know, it's amazing how pro football players play in bad weather. They just accept it as part of their occupation and go play. Sometimes coaches are more concerned about it than players. At least that was true in my mind. But they'll play well. They'll play hard. But what you've got to watch out, you know, between 20 and 25% of the games are upsets where the predicted winner did not win. So you just can't allow yourself to fall into that category. And more often than not, the team that gets upset is a good team by a poor team. So you've got to be very careful. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dick, you have been tremendous with your prediction. Could you tell me what you think Sunday and what the computer thinks?
The computer says they win by 14.
Okay, that's good.
The computer evaluating the Chicago Bears have been wrong twice the whole season. That's when they upset the 49ers and upset New England. Other than that, they predicted the who was going to win or who was going to lose that football game correctly. So,
and what about you, Dick? What do you think?
Yeah, we'll beat them, but we're going to have to play hard and consistent, not turn the ball over, no stupid penalties. And you don't want to motivate a losing team at home, especially in cold weather. You know, just play like you've been playing or close. Chances are they won't play with the same passion they played a week ago. You know, it's really tough to do that week in and week out. But they'll play well enough to win the football game, in my opinion.
And, Dick, I predict that people will have a better holiday if they order Vermeil Wines, available now at vermeilwines.com. Do you agree with that prediction?
Oh, that's a no-brainer, that is.
Dick, we love you, man. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Dick Vermeil with some interesting insights into the game.